Espresso English Podcast, Episode 15, Linking Words, Contrasting Ideas. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Linking words help you connect your ideas in English. In today's lesson, I'll teach you linking words for making contrasts. We'll start with the words but and however. But is more informal than however. You can use however at the beginning of a sentence, but you can't use but at the beginning of a sentence in written English. For example, I tried to lift the box, but it was too heavy for me. I tried to lift the box. However, it was too heavy for me. Two more linking words are although and even though. These are the same. There's no difference in meaning between them. Both although and even though are followed by a subject plus a verb. For example, although I exercise every day, I can't seem to lose any weight. Again, we have although plus a subject, I, and a verb, exercise. Although I exercise every day, I can't seem to lose any weight. Here's another example. She still loves him, even though he treated her very badly. After even though, we have a subject, he, and then a verb, treated. She still loves him, even though he treated her very badly. Or we could say, she still loves him, although he treated her very badly. Our next pair of linking words are despite and in spite of. These are also the same. There's no difference between despite and in spite of, but avoid the common error of saying despite of. That's not correct. Both despite and in spite of are followed by a noun or a gerund. That's the ing form of the verb, which can function as a noun. For example, our plane arrived on time in spite of the delay during takeoff. After in spite of, we have a noun, the delay. Don't make the common mistake of using a subject plus verb after despite or in spite of. For example, don't say, our plane arrived on time in spite of it was delayed during takeoff. That's not correct. In spite of is always followed by a noun or a gerund. Here's an example with despite. We won the game despite having two fewer players. After despite, we have the gerund, having. Don't say, we won the game despite we had two fewer players. You can't say despite we had. That's just not correct. You can say despite having two fewer players or although we had two fewer players. Now, if you really want to use a subject plus verb after despite or in spite of, you can change it a little bit and say despite the fact that and in spite of the fact that. For example, our plane arrived on time in spite of the fact that it left 30 minutes late. We won the game despite the fact that we had two fewer players. Our final group of linking words for contrast are while, whereas, and unlike. While and whereas are usually used between two complete phrases, and unlike is typically used only with a subject. For example, I like tennis, while my brother prefers bowling. We have two complete phrases, I like tennis, and my brother prefers bowling, and we use the word while to make a contrast between them. Here's another example. This cell phone plan costs 5 cents per minute, whereas that one gives you up to 800 minutes per month for a fixed price. The word whereas is used to link two complete phrases. Now look at these two examples with unlike. His boss allows him to work from home, unlike mine. After unlike, we simply have a subject, mine, meaning my boss. Here's another example. She's very friendly, unlike her sister. The expression unlike her sister means that her sister is not very friendly, but we can say it in a shorter way using the word unlike. She's very friendly, unlike her sister. If you want to learn a lot more about different linking words and other things that can help improve your sentence structure, check out the Advanced English Grammar course at espressoenglish.net. This course covers not only all the English verb tenses, as well as topics with nouns, adjectives, adverbs, and prepositions, but also different ways to connect your ideas to make your sentences more complex and more interesting. You'll find all the information at espressoenglish.net. Click on Courses and look for Advanced English Grammar. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.